With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here. But we can take it, we're short or brown or round or we're queer. I've got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London, the Spotted Ale Shop presents Global Pillage. I'm your host, Deborah Francis White. This is the comedy panel show starring you, the Hive Mind.
If you worry, trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I've got a feeling we're gonna be okay.
Hello, I'm Deborah Francis White, and this is Global Pillage, the panel show in which comedians pillage the globe for cultural oddities, norms, and diversities, and discover that the human race is what anthropologists call crazy weird. On my left, playing for the Platonics, Sarah Bonetto and Radu Isaac. And on my right, playing for Hello Kitty Cat Lady, is Yuriko Katani and Sarah Pascoe. Recently, there was a news story that there were actually more CEOs called David than female CEOs in the world. And I'm delighted to say that today, on our panel, we have more comedians called Sarah than men. Okay, so making sure every I is dotted and every T is crossed, please welcome Ned Sedgwick in Pedant's Corner. And on keyboard, the incredibly talented Mark Hodge. So, Sarah Bonetto, what makes you diverse?
I am a lady. Hello. I'm foreign. I'm from Australia. I'm vegetarian. All right. Not funny. It's a wonderful lifestyle choice. And I would say I'm heteroflexible. Is this a date? Am I dating now?
Yes. This is basically your Tinder profile.
Yeah.
You're heteroflexible, cool. Okay? Yeah. Straight but not narrow. That's something I heard recently.
Yeah, I take everyone on a case-by-case basis. Yeah.
That is bisexual, Sarah. That's what that is. There's already
I'm just not ready, Deborah. I'm not ready.
There's already a word for it. Radu Isaac?
Yes, I'm a Romanian. I'm one of the few white people in the world that wasn't born in a first world country.
Radu and Sarah, why are you called the Platonics?
Because we never dated, as much as Sarah asked.
I'm not sure I'm ready to be this character on this panel show.
No.
Are flatmates. I don't know Radu that well. He's just moved in. But when you say I live with Radu, it sounds like, oh, no. Just we share a toaster.
Yes, we have a bunch of fridges around the apartment.
Bunch of fridges?
Yeah, we only share a toaster, but we have more fridges. We have
That's true.
We have like three tubs, so we're looking for more people in the Platonics.
Yeah. We have four washing machines. It's pretty cool. We are so rich, but okay. We have wasted our money on white goods.
Okay, Yuriko Katani, what makes you diverse?
I'm a female. And from Japan. Is this job interview or something?
No. No, I did forget to tell you that we asked this question.
I've been living in this country for 11 years, and I like crisps.
Great. Numbers. Sarah Pascoe, what makes you diverse?
I'm not diverse. I'm a white middle class person in the top tax bracket.
Hey, listen.
I'm the oppressor.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, top tax bracket, that's a small number of people.
Oh, I've never thought of myself that way. I'm a minority, you're right. I should get tax breaks.
You do. Mark Hodge, on keyboards, what makes you diverse?
Well, I am a homosexual piano player who lives in Brighton. So, in that sense, nothing.
Ned Sedgwick, what makes you diverse?
I think I'm one of the few people who genuinely enjoys Eurovision without any sense of irony. None at all. I just fucking love it. It's so good. I cried last night.
If you're listening to this in the future, in this land, Eurovision was last night.
Eurovision's every night for me.
All right, and I'm Deborah Francis White, your host. I am Australian. I used to be a Jehovah's Witness. I'm adopted, and I'm left-handed. Now, on every episode of Global Pillage, our hive mind creates a special piece of music, a theme tune for the show. Mark.
Yes, this is really because our production budget doesn't run to commissioning a piece of music for every episode. So what we try and do is to get you to write it. So I'm looking for a note from A to G, over here.
You want me to say a note?
Yes, please.
I thought you wanted me to sing it.
You can sing it. You can sing it. There's no problem.
E.
That is one of my favourite notes. That is the party note. You've got a slight come down after you play it. What's another note?
F.
Yes, okay, all right. Over here?
A.
Okay, and over here?
D.
All right. Okay, and Sarah.
D again.
Do you know that F's just become an F sharp? Yeah, we can do that. No one's going to notice. And Raddy.
B.
Well, that'll do, won't it? Yeah, that'll be fine. Okay. There you go. You just wrote your first tune.
I think that's a catchy number, and royalties will not be extended to the person who wrote it. Okay, so every week we have a theme round, and today's theme round is festivals and parties. All teams will get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first. So fingers on buzzers.
What was it? Festivals and?
Parties.
Parties.
You're taking notes.
Yeah, we're being very scholarly on this team.
Yeah, no, I like it. Yeah, these guys are just winging it.
They had to steal some of our paper.
That is actually
any
true.
Any answers that are written there are technically ours.
Okay, so the first question is, why is your birthday not such a special day in Vietnam? The Platonics.
Because you have to do the laundry on your birthday. That is a fact.
You have to do the laundry on your birthday?
Yeah. Okay. I lived in Vietnam for 20 years.
That seems implausible, Sarah.
What happened here is I got real excited and I hit the buzzer.
Is that your final answer, the Platonics?
Maybe parents don't love their children in Vietnam. As a tradition, they actually do, but as a tradition, they don't.
On their birthday, that's true.
Okay, is that your final answer?
That's our final answer.
You're going with that over laundry. Okay.
I'm going to jump off from the parents thing. What about, and it should be like this, is that on your birthday, your mum gets a really special day. So it's nothing to do with you. You just have to get your mum stuff.
That's actually a great idea.
Thank you.
Because she's the one that did the work. She pushed you out.
Yeah,
and
she had that awful, awful day.
Yeah.
And then she should have some like nice days to make up for it.
So it's a spa day for the mother.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. All right, hive mind. Why is your birthday not such a special day in Vietnam?
I'm half Turkish. Why it's not such a special day in Turkey, and it might be the same, is you don't become the age that you've completed that year, you become the next year's age. So you're always a year older than what you actually are.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know. I'm a very confused child. Am I 8 or am I 9?
So when you're born, you're 1?
You're 1.
Ah,
yeah.
Wow. So, okay, hive mind. Hive mind, buzz if you like that.
Buzz.
Okay. The actual answer is everyone's birthday in Vietnam is celebrated on the same day, New Year's Day. So everyone gets just one big birthday, get it out of the way. Facebook must be busy that day, though.
And I bet you someone in Vietnam is doing their laundry that day, which makes us the winners!
It does not. But what it does mean is in Vietnam, the age you are is the number of New Years you've lived through. Ned, is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. It's the number of Tets you've lived through, which is their word for New Year's. And adults don't get presents on Tet, they just give presents to the children. Red letters so with envelopes.
So it's
money.
Actually worse than Sarah Pascoe's idea, which is your mum gets something on your birthday. Your mum gets nothing ever, basically.
Not just my mum. You say, sorry, your mum gets nothing.
No, all the mums, all of the sad mums get nothing. Okay, so on Valentine's Day, what do Welsh couples give to each other to represent their love? Hello, kitty cat lady.
This is going to be, it might sound like an awful cultural stereotype, but do they give each other leeks? Delicious, delicious leeks.
Is that your final answer?
You'll have something better. Do you know much about the Welsh?
National animal?
The dragon.
Dragons.
Dragons. Okay, they give each other dragons. Okay. Over to the platonics.
I'm going with the non-loving again, so maybe they give each other the opportunity to leave without...
The opportunity to leave
without so much as a cooch. I did a Welsh word, everyone, and then they're all going to tweet Global Pillage and be like, you mispronounced it, Australian.
Is that your final answer? The opportunity to leave
yes,
is what you
yes.
give your lover on yep. Valentine's Day.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
It's a love amnesty in Wales.
That would be a great idea, though, wouldn't it? To kind of just go, there's one day of the year you can just walk out of the relationship, no questions can be asked, no arguments can be had. I think we should have that national day. Hive mind, what is your answer?
I think it's a love spoon.
A love spoon, okay.
Is it like a in-bed spoon? Like a cooch?
Like a physical spoon.
A physical spoon. Okay, hive mind buzz if you think that's right. You are correct. In Germany, what happens on your birthday if you are a 25-year-old man and still unmarried?
You don't go on holiday to Vietnam.
Platonics?
You invade Poland. Is it that? Is it that, Deborah?
No, he's not. No? You invade Poland.
Okay. Deborah's got a... What? She doesn't want a laugh face on. She's angry at me. Going.
Germany has the... I think it's the oldest average marriage age in the world. Of any country, so genuinely most people don't get married till after they're 30.
That's because they're all doing PhDs, so they're 45. Have you ever met a German person who's not doing a PhD? I've never.
Honestly haven't, no.
The German lady in the audience, are you doing a PhD? Yes! Come on! Oh. What's your PhD on?
Biology.
A PhD's never on biology. It's always on the mating habits of the lesser known mollusk or something. What's it on?
It's actually cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not funny.
That's great. So repeat the question. This is a 25-year-old man unmarried on his birthday in Germany.
Yeah, and they do a special thing for his birthday party. What is it?
Oh. Introduce him to an unmarried 25-year-old woman.
Or man. Or man.
This is the most homophobic gay pianist I've ever met.
Seriously. That's not homophobic.
And I've met a lot.
It's not homophobic. It is heteronormative, Mark Hodge, for a gay Brighton resident. Very heteronormative.
A homophobic gay man, you'd have thought.
It's never happened before.
Do they make him... Is it? Is there like a food stuff? That's what I'm going to guess. There's a certain kind of sausage they give. Not in a...
Not heteronormative.
No, she's being homonormative.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about food, guys.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. It's something to do with clothing.
Sausage in a coat.
Okay, sausage in a coat. What are you going for, the platonics?
Okay. They teach him a new skill. So that...
What, like dating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, ask the...
Hive mind of the audience. And we do have a German person in the audience here. In Germany, what do you do to a 25-year-old man on his birthday party?
I say nothing special.
Nothing special. Do you honestly think that's the answer on my card is? This may be, is this something out of your region? Do you not know this?
No.
No. Does anybody know?
Do you get the opportunity to go clothes shopping with Angela Merkel?
We have going clothes shopping with Angela Merkel. Anything else?
Wearing a silly hat.
Wearing a silly hat. Okay. Audience, buzz if you think it's going clothes shopping with Angela Merkel. Buzz if you think it's wearing a silly hat. Okay, in fact, the man's friends make a garland of socks and he has to follow the socks to his birthday party. And this is because an old unmarried man in Germany is referred to as an old sock.
It's a very regional thing. Where are you from?
South?
It's northern.
And it's the end of the round.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Balls with Ned Sedgwick.
With a improvable upon 0 points is The Platonics and Hello Kitty Cat Lady. With a fantastic 10 points, it's A Hive Mind.
Yay! Can we not get a point for our Welsh?
If it comes down to a tiebreaker, I'll think about it.
Round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English? Fingers on buzzers. In Mandarin, they say, it's horse, horse, tiger, tiger. It's horse, horse, tiger, tiger.
I would go with the social classes don't mix.
Social classes don't mix.
In communist China.
You can only date within your tax bracket.
So the horses are together and the tigers together.
I'm going to say it's their equivalent of you wait for a bus for ages and then horse and then another horse.
Okay. So we've got only mix with your tax bracket or you wait for a bus and the three come along at once. Hive mind, what does it's horse, horse, tiger, tiger mean?
Does it mean same shit, different smell?
Same shit, different smell? I've heard same shit, different day. I have never heard same shit, different smell.
The smell one does make more sense.
It does. Okay, anyone else? Yes?
Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Oh, yeah. Six of one, half a dozen of the other. Audience, do you think it's same shit, different smell? Six of one, half a dozen of the other. It's basically the same. It actually means it's only so-so. It's just, yeah, it's all right. It's horse, horse, tiger, tiger.
Tigers and horses are amazing.
Tell that to the Chinese.
They're so jaded about them. They're like, oh, there's another tiger. Yawn.
Horse. Okay, so this is Italian, this expression. If an Italian person says to you, into the arse of the whale, what do they mean?
They're like, this is my favourite nightclub, and just get on board. Like, just have a few drinks, and whatever they say, just go with it. The nightclub is called The Ass of the Whale.
Okay, there's a nightclub called The Ass of the Whale?
Yes, and actually this one is a compliment. It's very complimentary. It references Moby Dick, obviously the huge novel about a man inside a whale, and it says, you are so great, you could be the star of a really famous book.
Is that what Moby Dick's about? Or is that Jonah in the whale?
No, Moby Dick.
Is he in the whale?
No, Moby Dick goes up a whale's bum.
Yeah. gives Ishmael a
call. Moby Dick is the whale. Okay. Ishmael up his bum.
Yeah.
And it's just hilarious from start to finish. I really recommend it, guys. Definitely read it.
Yeah, I constantly read it all the time. Yeah. I read it once a morning. Okay, audience, hive mind, into the arse of the whale. What does it mean?
It's not going to be good, but get stuck in.
It's not going to be good, but get stuck in.
It's a lot like that nightclub I went to.
Anybody else? Okay, audience, are you happy to go with that? Buzz now if you are. It's not going to be good, but get stuck in. In fact, it means good luck, break a leg. It's like I sang break a leg. Get into the arse of the whale, into the arse of the whale. And there's a response. You say, into the arse of the whale. And your friend says, let's hope it doesn't shit. which I think means that the hive mind who said, get stuck in, hope it's not shit, it's pretty damn close, isn't it, Ned?
It is very close. So close. They're going to get 5 points.
In Colombia, they say, you're swallowed like a postman's sock. What do they mean?
I think it means drunk. I think that sounds like someone being drunk.
Okay. Can you just buzz and say that?
No.
Okay. Platonics.
I think it might mean, like, someone's drunk.
So the Platonics have buzzed in and stolen your answer because you forgot to buzz.
Oh, have they?
Yes, they have. So,
do they want a smack in the mouth?
Oh, this is going to turn from a sort of quite middle-class North London comedy panel show into a rumble. And ironically, it's old high tax bracket over here, Stark.
It's going to be really awkward if it is drunk.
Okay, hive mind, swallowed like a postman's sock. What do you think it is?
Say drunk.
Well endowed.
Welling down. Oh, yeah. So a large member. Okay. Audience, are you happy to go with that? Yeah. Buzz now? Yeah. Okay. In fact, it means you're hopelessly head over heels in love.
Oh.
Because when a postman is walking along, or woman, a postperson is walking along, their sock gets swallowed up. You know, like if you walk in socks in wellies, sometimes the shoe swallows the sock. And that's like you in love. You're just going, you're getting sucked into the welly.
No.
The welly of love. And much like a sock getting sucked into a welly, you end up sort of crying and smelly.
And also, you might feel that way about someone because they've got a large member.
I don't feel
or
that's close enough.
If you're
enough.
Drunk, you could feel like that too.
Yes, that's true. Maybe you're drunk because you're hopelessly in love and the person doesn't love you back. Or they do love you back and you've had a glass of wine with them. And it's the end of the round.
The scores with Ned Sedgwick.
The Platonics and Hello Kitty Cat Ladies keeping it steady with no points. And the Hive Mind running ahead with 15 points.
Okay, so now it is time for the teams round. So, Hello Kitty Cat Lady,
yes.
Do you have a question for the Platonics?
Yeah, sure. Because our team name is Hello Kitty Cat Lady, so I have a question for you.
We're ready.
What does it mean? I want to borrow a cat's hand.
I want to borrow a cat's hand.
So I'm going with, because cats are really stealthy, maybe somebody getting ready to steal something.
Ooh.
And they would need cat's hands.
Oh.
To not get caught.
Sarah, do you agree?
I think it could mean you want to tread carefully or be delicate because they're very soft paws. You want to borrow them to be gentle with somebody.
Okay, which one are you going
with? To steal their heart.
To steal their heart. We sort of want to hedge our bets and go somewhere okay. in the middle, Yuriko, if that's okay with Yuriko. I'm going to like look past Deborah and ask Yuriko. She seems like she would
okay,
say
Yuriko,
yes to me.
Is it something to do with stealing, either possessions or hearts?
No.
What does it mean?
It means because you are so busy, so you even want to borrow cat's hand.
So the cat is like your PA in this scenario. Yes, yes.
Can I just say that's a rubbish idea because my cats can't even hold a pen. They can't do anything with their hands.
That's the point. It's so busy.
You don't want cat's hands instead of your hands. You want so many people helping you, you even want the cat.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And maybe if one of the duties on your to-do list was like scratch that bedhead. You could really easily tick that off by going, you know who could probably do this? Delegate.
Yes. If I need someone to
that's
rip
the cat's
up
name,
my
by the way.
Carpet, I definitely call upon either Mimi or Toast, who are the cats in my house.
Oh my god, I've met Mimi and Toast and they are freaking amazing.
The Platonics, do you have a question for the hive mind?
We do.
Yep. This is from Australia. If you call your partner a Sookie Lala, what have they been doing? Oh, listen to all the Australians giving it away in the audience. It's something good, honest.
So, hive mind, if you call someone a Sookie Lala, what have they been doing?
They've been whinging and complaining.
I mean...
Whinging and complaining?
Do you mean it's been in a positive?
No, I mean, you've got it, but I'm just finding it hard to accept that. she is correct. You've been sulking, whining, or being a crybaby.
Yes.
Sookie Lala.
Sook. Yeah. Yes, I remember that from my childhood. Don't stop being a sook.
Yeah, you've been such a sook about it. Oh, look at her over there having a good old sook.
Yeah. It can be a verb, it's true. Okay, audience, hive mind, one of you needs to give Hello Kitty Cat Lady a question from your culture.
Yeah, I could do a Turkish question.
Okay, Turkish question.
If someone's made you an incredible meal, what do you wish upon one of their body parts?
That's a really great question. Okay, so let's just brainstorm this. If they're a good chef, you might wish them big hands. You might wish them beautiful eyes.
Yes.
You might wish them a full stomach.
Or a nice tongue.
Nice tongue, absolutely.
Yes, and a nose to smell.
It's nice to smell the cooking, that's right.
Could we have your final answer, please?
I wish you...
Brain.
Brain. I wish you a bloody great brain.
Yeah. Wish you a great brain? Is that correct? What is the answer?
So you would wish them health upon their hands so that their hands don't get sick and keep giving you delicious meals.
Health upon your hands so your hands don't get sick and keep giving you delicious meals. So it's really a very selfish compliment, isn't it? It's like, please don't get sick because otherwise I'm going to be hungry. So it's the end of the round.
And the scores with Ned Sedgwick.
The Platonics have a improvable upon 0. Hello Kitty Cat Ladies have an even better 5. And the Hive Mind have a fantastic 30.
How many more rounds to go?
You're not going to win.
Could you up the stakes, please?
You might win. Quintuple points for the last round? Should we do it?
Well, you've got the option, because the final round is the Smash the Patriarchy round.
Yay!
In this round, we have just one question about a minority group or people who got one over the powers that be. This round may contain only one question, but it is worth double points, so if you are the losing team, this may be your opportunity to stick it to the man. But if you are in the lead, please remember, you are now the man. So the question is, in World War II, British lovers snuck sexy acronyms past the postal service on the back of envelopes or on telegrams, basically 1940s sexting talk. For example, Norwich meant, knickers off, ready, when I come home. What did China mean? The Platonics.
Yes. It means cuddle, help, I not... aroused.
Cuddle, help, I'm not aroused.
Yeah.
Have you been doing much sexting lately?
I am steadfastly single.
Okay, Hello Kitty Cat Lady?
Yeah, same, yeah.
That has bitten me on the butt. That's not what it means, by the way.
So I was thinking maybe it could be
along similar lines, could hug if no anal.
Okay, hive mind.
That is romantic.
Hive mind.
I was
going to
say, come hither, I need anal.
Come hither, I need anal.
What's up with the room today?
It's definitely, yeah. I mean, just because of the time, it probably is come hither something. Darn.
But come hither,
where do you think the Second World War was? Shakespeare wasn't in the Second World War.
he was nearer to it than we are now.
Okay, hive mind, are you going with come hither, I need anal? Yes, okay. The actual answer is come home, I'm naked already. And it's the end of the show.
And it's the scores with Ned Sedgwick.
In third place with 0 points, it's the Platonics.
What? It doesn't matter because we've got all of our refrigerators at home to keep us
warm. To keep you cold. It's hot weather.
We also have tumble dryers to keep us warm.
Hello, lost. Kitty Cat Ladies, with a great 5 points. Yeah. And the Hive Mind running ahead with 30 points.
Irrevocably that while comedians are funnier than regular people are cleverer than comedians. And also, diversity works. Congratulations to the winners. That's you, the Hive Mind. You're playing for the audience at home, so if you're the audience listening at home, you are also the winners. Please give it up for On the Platonic, Sarah Bonetto, Radu Isaac, and on Hello Kitty Cat Lady, Yuri Gopisani, and Sarah Pasco, Ned Sedgwick in TEDx Corner. On keyboards. I've been Deborah Frances White. Good night. You have been listening to Global Pillage, hosted and created by Deborah Frances White. Questions were sent by Ned Sedgwick. Music was by Mark Hodge. The recording engineer was Chris Sharp. The producer for the Spontaneous Shop was Tom Selinsky. Thanks to Zoe Letter and everyone at King's Place. For more information about this and other episodes, please visit globalpillage.net.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.